Whoa, Steve, you're really tall.
Yeah, I've been eating my vegetables.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you got going on, man? Yeah,
Come
keep it.
see me in Toronto, then go see me in Vegas, La Jolla, Huntington Beach. I'm on tour right now, and then we are doing a stand-up on the spot every second Tuesday in the month at the Comedy Store, and then we're doing stand-up on the spot in New York at the end of November. Look out for it, as well as St. Louis.
And then make sure to join our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/scissorbros for exclusive content, my
We
friends.
just reviewed the Mexican pizza from Taco Bell and introduced Steve to a lot of menu items there. A lot of fun. Let's get into this episode of Scissor Bros right here, right now. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
You gotta project, brother.
I'm in a different spiritual
You gotta
plane.
project.
I'm in a different spiritual plane right now.
I'm so sorry. This is so disgusting.
I'm in a different.
This is so next
Hold on.
level.
I love you, brother.
This is so next level.
I'm in a
this
different.
Might be one of the grossest faces I've ever had in my life.
spiritual.
Oh!
Later.
Scissor Brothers!
Looking real clean today, brother.
I figured I'd wear
Bjorn Borg.
Yeah, a little Andre Agassi today, huh?
That's what I'm saying. You look like a legit pro tennis player.
Do I?
Yeah, you have the physique for it too.
Hey, man, thank you.
You're an athletic guy. You could probably do all of it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
And something's different about you.
There's nothing different over.
Oh, there
on
sure
this side
is.
Of the road.
There sure is.
I don't think there is.
There's no detective on the scene. His name is Stevie Lee. Commissioner Gordon.
What do you think it is?
I think you got those Commissioner Gordon Arkham Asylum glasses on, brother.
Got my glasses in.
Got Here, my, take it again. Take it again. Take it again.
Got my glasses in.
Okay, do a different take, but with more passion.
Got my glasses in.
Okay, yeah. Okay, now try this one with like that you're a little bit sad and reluctant.
I got my glasses in.
Okay, now try one where you say, I got my glasses in, but like you're kind of into it, like maybe sexually.
I got my glasses in.
That's the take. Oh, nope. Let's cut the tongue.
No, you said sexy.
I know.
Let me do it again.
Sexy?
Let me do it again.
Okay, take it again. Take it again.
I got my glasses in.
Ooh. There's some.
Time step that.
There's some deep creep going on in this one.
Hey, there's no creep involved
what?
In this. No deep
what?
Creep
I just
involved.
Said deep creep.
No,
you don't like that
there's
expression?
No creep involved here. No jeepers creepers. There's no creep involved.
Little.
There's nothing
no
but.
No beepers sleepers?
There's no nothing but stoicism.
Stoicism?
Stoic.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Now look past camera and imagine yourself on a pond fishing. Okay.
Brut by Fabergé.
You just did a cologne ad?
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. What was that?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to... Don't you feel a little musical right now?
I mean, with you saying that, yeah?
Yeah. Let me throw you a curveball. I think you could adapt.
Okay.
You're feeling good today, right? We're both feeling good.
I feel, dude, there's some
You got
stuff.
Some rest last night. You got some sleep.
I got some sleep.
I could tell when you get sleep and when you can't, when you don't get sleep.
Really? Well, yeah. How am I when I don't get sleep?
Your eyes do a kind of cringe watery.
A cringe?
Yeah, they kind of get watery in your, I could tell.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You got sleep last night.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Did I get sleep?
You sure did.
7-8 hours.
Whoa.
Stevie. Oh, Stevie. He got something for his eyes, and Jeremiah. He was wondering what beneath him lies. He saw a dead body in the ocean, and under the playground he heard a help. He's awaking from a nightmare. He looked in the mirror and saw himself.
No, thing.
You always freaking get the last thing. Wait. I wanted to get the last one.
Oh, you did? Okay, you know what? But dude, my OCD, bro, I'll die. If you want me to die, I'll get hit by a car.
Just like, because.
Yeah, I'll get hit by a car. But that's okay, dude. I mean, at least we got this episode.
No, go ahead and finish.
You got the last one, though. Wait, let me do it again. You want me to get...
Okay, I'm fine. Okay.
I love you, brother.
Love you, brother. Way to be a team player.
You know what? You get the last one. I feel bad now.
No.
I did.
I'll get next week's last one.
No, I asked the universe. I said this is an exception. No, not now.
No, I'll get next week's last one.
If you don't do it now, if you don't get the last one now, something really bad's going to happen on my street. I swear to God. So you have to do it. No, do it with conviction.
Okay.
It's your day. You won again.
Yeah, it's always my day.
It's always your day. It's always Jeremiah's day.
Nope.
It's your day.
Disagree hard.
It's your day.
We have a lot of stuff that I can't wait to talk about. I can't wait to talk about this.
I'm already honed into your brain, brother.
Can we please talk about this? I'm still traumatized. I have to know the details.
Go ahead. You want to present it?
Do you want me to share?
Go ahead.
Can I share the text conversation?
Yeah. That's a good way to set it.
Okay.
While I put this down.
I'm relaxing with my wife on Sunday night, okay? And all of a sudden, I get a text message from Steve. He rarely, if ever, texts me on a Sunday evening, so I think something might be wrong. Something was wrong. This is what he says. Steve texts me on Sunday night at 8:16 p.m. And he goes, I accidentally drank my urine out of a Snapple bottle last night. Can I talk about it next episode? I'm still traumatized. I refrigerated the bottle thinking it was half a Snapple. And now we're going to play for you guys.
Oh, your response.
My response. I texted Steve immediately as soon as I read it because I was having such a violent reaction. And we'll play it for you, high quality and on camera right now.
I just read the message from you, Stevie, and I started laughing out loud and crying immediately. Because it made me so happy and disgusted at the same time. How did you do that? I love you, brother. Oh, you're my sister brother for life, man. Some good stuff right there. I started shooting out tears immediately. That's some good content right there. Wow.
Dude, it killed me.
What? Why were you so entertained and amused by that? Is it due to my suffering?
Dude. I have so many questions. Are you kidding me? I have so many questions.
Why? Led to you I made a mistake.
Refrigerating your pee.
Can I map out?
Yeah. Can you please explain? I've been like dying. I've been wanting to ask all these questions through call or text since Sunday. But yeah, I'm very curious.
Okay, so lately at my grocery store, I've been buying 6 packs of Snapple.
Okay.
Preferably the watermelon lemonade one. That's like my new favorite flavor. Okay. And we all know I love on my downtime, I like playing Warzone, you know, with our buddies, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I'm playing Warzone, I hardly actually walk to the bathroom. I piss in bottles. So when I'm, you know, with me, I might have opened up a Snapple, drank some, and then I have 3 different bottles laying around. I don't know which ones I'm pissing in. I don't know what's what. And so during
can we rewind a little bit?
Yeah.
Why are you pissing in bottles at your place?
That's a very good question.
It is a very good question. Why are you even peeing in bottles inside your place in the first place? It's not like you live in like a 9-story house where you can't find a bathroom.
Or a third world country or something.
Why are you peeing in bottles?
You know what? I've thought about this and I'm glad you asked. I actually enjoy the satisfaction of peeing in a bottle for some reason.
Sealing it?
Yeah. And then, God, let me really choose my words wisely.
No. Don't think. Just do.
And sometimes I make it into like a science experiment where if I leave it, it's like trapping something in, you know, like a science experiment.
Yeah.
Containing it with when, you know, sealed.
Uh-huh.
Where I notice this. I don't do it all the time. But when you leave urine sealed like that for, and you forget about it, like a week, maybe a week has gone by.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll open up the lid. It's just like, it's interesting smell.
Are you kidding?
It's interesting.
It's interesting to you?
It's interesting. Yeah. It's an interesting smell.
Say it again, but adjust your glasses. You're not going to say it's interesting?
Oh, I thought you said to do it like non-verbal.
Say it interesting. Oh.
It's an interesting smell.
Okay.
So that wasn't the case in this scenario, right? It's basically the reason why I don't, and it's no problem at all, but sometimes we're loading in. I don't want to miss a thing because I like, you know, I'm literally in the middle of conversations with my fire team. And so I'm like, it's easier for me just to like grab the bottle and place it, you know.
Oh, so you're doing this for gaming purposes too?
Yeah.
So you don't have to get up.
That's the main reason why this happened, you know. Oh, as far as this catastrophic event that happened with me tasting my own urine, it's because I'm playing Warzone and I'm like, oh, Dad, we're loading in.
Are you a little surprised that it took you this long?
What are you talking about?
Like, you're a weird taste, weird smell guy.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tasted your
own? The pooier, the funkier, the better for me.
Okay. A couple questions I have to ask now because you're so shocked.
Yeah.
Have you tasted your own?
No.
Never?
No.
Not even after you hooked up with a girl?
That's
going to
be Scissor Bros episode 1000, by the way. We're going to do it eventually.
Not even after like a girl went down on you and then like you kissed her afterwards or anything like that? You tasted a little bit? Yeah. I caught you red-handed, didn't
I? No, it took me a while to process. Say that one more time.
When a girl goes down on you, mm-hmm. and then sometimes she wants a kiss afterwards.
Oh, that's no problem.
Then you might have tasted it then.
Down on my butthole? Now we're on 2 different pages, my friend.
Well, hold on.
What are you
hold on.
We're talking about 2 different
when
sports
I
here.
Say,
we're talking about 2 different sports,
on,
man.
Hold on, Steve.
Holy
are you telling
moly,
me?
Guacamole.
Are you telling me that when I asked you, when I referenced a girl going down on you, you thought that I meant she went down on your butthole?
Well, that's where the poo comes from.
But that's what you consider going down on somebody?
No, but I thought that's what you thought you're referring to that because
why would I ever refer to a girl going down on a guy?
Because we're talking about poo. Poo smells. So you're saying my dick smells like shit? Is that what you're implying here?
I said you're like you're.
Oh, my nut?
Yeah.
Oh, that's no biggie. I mean, whatever, dude. Whatever, dude.
You've tasted that.
Life goes on.
You've tasted that.
I don't know. Maybe what? I don't even know. I don't think of it like that.
What do you think of it as?
It's all intimacy. There's bodily fluids exchanged in all of it.
Hmm.
Whether it's my saliva, her juices, my pre-cum, it's all a part of the whole
pre-cum
ball here. Yeah.
The
ball of sexuality.
My nastiometer is.
Yeah. So let me get back on track with the urine sample.
So you don't think that a girl going down on a guy is referring to tossing a salad?
I mean, is that what they that's what they refer that as, right?
Never mind. Continue with your story.
Okay, so for some reason or another, the Snapple bottle, because they're all probably half filled up. I picked one what I thought was a watermelon lemonade, and I put it in the fridge. I forgot all about it because, you know, when you're playing a video game, you're just in it, right? I'm not conscious of, did I piss in that bottle? Am I drinking out of that one? Am I, you know what I'm saying? So fast forward to later, I'm like, oh, I'm thirsty. And without hesitation, I grabbed that half bottle like it was a watermelon lemonade. But it was a bottle.
So you took a swig.
Yeah, because I was thirsty.
How many gulps in before you realized?
Well, dude, it was like an outer body experience because it was like slow motion almost. Because your brain, I'm trying to convince my brain, like, no, that is watermelon lemonade. But then when I took it, like some of it went down my throat and I had it in my mouth and then I already had swallowed some. But then the remainder of it was, can I describe the,
keep going.
The taste? The remainder of it tasted like a brothy, salty thing I've never tasted in my life. Because I've never, have you tasted urine?
No.
Yeah, dude, it's a whole, it really messes with you.
Is it like melted chicken noodle soup?
Worse.
Because
it comes from within. You know, there's toxin, you know, byproducts of just your waste.
Yeah.
But I can't even describe the taste. It's just indescribable.
So bitter?
But I knew it's not even bitter. It's brothy.
You knew right away?
Stank. No, because my brain's like, no, dude, it's watermelon lemonade.
So how many gulps in?
No, I did one, and then some already went down my throat, but then the remainder I kept in my mouth like, oh, or this. And then once I realized.
You pieced it together really quickly.
I pieced it together. I'm like, nope, this is your pee. And I went, and I spit it out in the sink. Yeah, and then I had to gargle for a long time. I had to actually make top ramen. I had to eat a whole meal to get rid of it. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You just leveled up as an adult.
I don't know. It's just weird that 40-some years on this planet, I had never tasted it. And now I know, like, oh, that's what urine tastes like.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah. Because you see those movies where they have to, like, they're on a mountain and there's
survival.
Snow and they're, like, they have no water. And they have to drink their own urine, you know?
Yeah, man.
It's, like, 95% water or something like that, right? It's mostly water, right? So, you know what? I'm just going to throw this out there. We should do a future challenge where I pee in a Dixie cup and you pee in a Dixie cup.
And we get banned from YouTube.
No.
That's the challenge.
No, we're not showing anything. It could be Gatorade in there. I don't think they could flag us for that. Right? Guy? Right? Universe? Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm going to address this and he's going to appear on camera in a future episode. But people have been noticing. Sometimes Steve or I will look off camera in the last couple episodes. We have a producer in the garage with us. I'm dropping that knowledge right here, right now on the podcast.
I've been pretty good today about it, though, other than the universe.
You've been better. You're getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're gonna shout out to our producer, Ryan, who's on the ones and twos right now, helping us out.
give him a little bit more love, man.
We've been trying him out the last couple episodes.
He's been
spoiler,
kicking ass. Ryan, you've been kicking ass.
We love him. So he's going to appear on mic and on camera in one of these future episodes. So show love to Ryan in the comments below.
He's doing an exceptional job. He's doing the
And
dude.
If you want to see him on camera appear in a future episode, leave those comments.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so Ryan, we're really happy with you, man. You're doing it. You're doing a good job.
He's giving us huge thumbs ups right now.
Good job, Ryan.
Huge thumbs.
Yeah. So let's go back to you.
Can I tell you about...
Yeah, please. Cause
what I consider to be maybe the worst gig I've ever done.
I would love to hear it.
And it just happened.
Paint the picture.
Oh, I will.
Okay, go ahead.
I got hired to do this gig. Maybe I won't say the comedy club because I'd like to continue to work for the club again. But it is a private function at a club, okay? And I do a lot of these things in Hollywood that are through the summer. They call them teen tours, okay? I'm already probably giving too much away. But anyway, it's where you entertain between 6th to 7th graders, whatever, with a comedy show while they eat ice cream. I do these. This is how I make money sometimes.
This is a real gig.
It's a real gig. But on those gigs, you can do whatever material you want. You can be dirty. They love it. They're very loose, right?
Is that a school?
It's like a summer program that from the East Coast that they do, right?
And you just got done doing this.
Yeah. But I do them over the summer. They do this thing over the summer.
Yeah.
They come
How
through LA.
How many other acts are there? Is it just you?
No. There's usually 4 or 5 other acts on there. So I'm usually only doing 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at those because I am interactive and I'm silly and I'll mix material with crowd work and different stuff like that. And it's fun.
I make it fun. Now, do you have a separate side material you do specifically for those types of shows?
No, just material that's more for that age group. Do you know what
I mean?
Okay, gotcha. They would understand the references and stuff like that.
Right.
But you can be as dirty as you want, and that actually gets a huge response if you do dirty stuff where you're talking to the kids and stuff like that. So I'm used to that, right? Mm-hmm. So I agreed to do this gig that was 45 minutes, just me headlining a gig out of town to this private event. And I get there and they tell me that it's not actually what I usually do in Hollywood. It's they want corporate clean for 7th graders who are a group for a private school of Episcopalian 7th graders.
Episcopalian.
It's like a, like think of it as like a strict like Christianity.
It's a Christian kind of group.
It's a Christian group. Okay.
Now you can't curse then. There's no
Right. But I don't curse anyway, so I was like I wasn't aware, but let me go prep some material in the green room right now cuz I'm like, I probably won't be able to do much crowd work in general if they're just wanting me to be super clean.
And that's one of your superpowers. You kind of lean on that sometimes because you're good at it.
Thank you.
So you can't do it. In this scenario, you can't do that.
Right, so I just need to do 45 minutes of clean material.
So they can't – they took that away from me, by the way. That's a resource you could tap into at any time during your regular shows.
What?
Your crowd work.
I could still do it in this setting, but like
– Right.
If I wanted to, I still have that option.
Okay.
That's not – what the is hinging upon the story. So I prepare what I think is a clean set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I go out there and there's no opening act. It's a teacher that's saying, this is your first comedy show, kids. So be a good audience.
Is it in the auditorium, the multi-purpose room? Place?
It's a big, let's just say we've done a Scissor Bros live there before. And it's a big place.
In Pennsylvania?
No. What I'm saying, I would... Good grief, Steve.
Sorry.
I'm trying to not name the place.
I'm not trying to have you
guess it right now.
Oh, it was at a church.
I'm sorry. Let me tell this
story for a second. Go ahead.
So I start going into my material, and it's kind of whatever. Like, they've never been to a comedy show. I'm not expecting huge results. Mm-mm. It's getting little snickers here and there, but they're not, you know, it's not... doing great. They're just like, it's awkward, it's whatever. And I go into this joke about how I've only slept with my wife. Okay?
Yeah, I've heard, yeah.
It's very innocent.
Yeah,
it's very clean.
It's a part of your gig, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When I'm done with that joke, I see a guy storming towards the middle of the audience. And I go, whoa, 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 is everything okay? He goes, actually, no. Everything is not okay.
This is a student?
This is a chaperone. Steve, a chaperone. Please pay attention to these details.
Okay, it's a chaperone.
Yes. He starts yelling at me from the audience that my show is done. He's like, you're done. This is not what we signed up for. I go, really? That was the line? I go, what was the line? He said, you're talking about sleeping with women. I go, I said that I've only slept with one woman, my wife, and honestly, that's about the most innocent thing. Like, that's literally in the church. Like, that's what they're teaching and preaching, is that they want people to wait for marriage to have sex, right?
Absolutely.
So, like, I am, like, kind of arguing with them. I'm standing my ground because I'm like, that's actually one of the most innocent things. Like, I don't see how that's
offensive.
Offensive. I go, and he goes, you know what? It is. And I'm just trying to do my job and protect these kids. I need to do my job. And I go, you know what? I need to do my job. And what you just did was the worst thing that you could have taught these kids for how to behave at a comedy show. You stormed in the middle of the set. You started yelling at me and heckling me while I'm on stage. So give it up for that, kids. The kids are silent. They are so scared of what's happening now between me and their teacher. Another guy that's a staff member comes out of the audience. He's like, listen, this is a private function. We decide what's appropriate, not you. We're trying to protect these kids. I go, okay, what is something, if this is the line, what is something that you'd like for me to tell them? And they go, some dad jokes. I go, okay, well, I just had a son. And I go, they go, no, you're done. I go, no, let me fix this. I go, if this is really what you want, I said, I'm not trying to offend anybody. So let me, now that I know where the line is, I can correct this. So I reset the room, like, hey, kids, let's get some energy in the room. It was still awful energy in the room. Because now they've seen confrontation. I said to the kids, I was like, I can see that you guys are a little bit nervous, and some of you are just kind of looking down now, like I'm a weird substitute teacher that came in and ruined this for you.
This is such a horrible situation.
And I said, you see what we just happened? What just happened between me and your chaperone? Damn. Is we argued and we worked it out as adults, and we're figuring it out and we're moving forward now. That's what adults do. Sometimes they argue, but we're working it out. I covered my bases, dude. I was maneuvering these riffs to get this show back on the road, right? I started to go back into material. In this joke that I do, I'm talking about, like, I'm comparing I'm doing like a leg kick, and I go, mimosas, Sex and the City marathon.
Yeah.
I say Sex and the City, and they're like, they're flipping the red light at me like crazy now. And the manager even walks down, who I know, and he goes, like, you're done.
Dude, that is absurd, bro. Let me ask you something. Who was the chaperone's name?
I don't know.
Hey, dude, stay in your lane, brother. You let my friend and my scissor brother do his do. Let him do his act.
It was just,
without you interrupting him.
It was just triggering because they thought that I was being like so perverted and disgusting.
Dude,
and I'm like,
if you want to get biblical, Adam and Eve were butt naked in that garden. Let's stick to your lane, brother.
Not to even mention.
Stick to your lane, brother.
These seventh graders, and I still believe what I was doing was corporate clean. These seventh graders, I guarantee you, have already been introduced to porn and stuff like that.
Yeah, they got it on their phones, bro.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, I didn't feel like I crossed the line at all. And I was so upset when I got off stage because I felt like I got berated. And then
Dude, we got to make some Molotov cocktails. That's it, bro.
I didn't get a chance
Molotov
for redemption.
Molotov cocktail time, brother. Shame on you. If you want to hire entertainment, let the entertainer do their thing, okay? He didn't cross any lines or boundaries. He was doing his act. Not only was he doing his act, he was mindful. He really trimmed down his act, and he censored a lot of the stuff that he usually does to cater to your church prerequisite weird sanctions, okay?
Dude, they looked at me like such a
unbelievable.
They looked at me like such a demon out of hell after
The demons.
After I said thank you, good night, and I was waiting for them to come back to the mic. It was clear that they weren't going to take the stage until I left. I had to walk off stage and leave the stage empty for them to come back on stage because they had wanted nothing to do with me. It was crazy, dude.
I wish, I would hope off camera, you don't have to do it now because we're not putting anyone on blast. You have to let me know what organization and church this is.
I don't know the actual church
you
or organization.
You know where this took place, brother.
I just know
brother.
That they're Episcopalian.
But you know
that. Shout out to my Episcopalian brothers and sisters out there.
That's fine.
I don't agree with the middle school teachings that are going on there right
now.
Wow. But
well,
I appreciate your faith.
And it was middle
seventh
school,
graders.
Too. Seventh
yeah.
grade.
Yeah.
Dude, let me give you some context. I got no you already know my dating situation in high school. But, dude, in sixth grade, I was French kissing chicks. In sixth grade, okay?
Well, you develop.
These kids know. They're having sex, bro.
You develop faster than me.
Well, I'm not trying to brag or get.
You did.
I'm not trying to one-up anyone. I'm just giving you context as far as. It's not like they're third or fourth grade. The seventh middle schoolers, they're kissing.
Right.
They're kissing. You know, in the after school, near the basketball court, whatever. Yeah.
But, you know, I still got paid, and I, whatever.
That infuriates
me. But, like, I didn't get to finish my time. I did 15 out of 45. I got kicked off at 15 minutes.
Scissor Brothers!
Hey, Peterson, what are you even drinking?
I'm drinking a Sprite, Jericho. Do you got a problem with that?
I do. Do you know how much sugar's in that?
I like the way it tastes, man.
Get a load of this. It's liquid IV.
What is this?
It's time to play. No stakes, no pressure, just pure enjoyment. Fuel your play with liquid IV for hydration that's two times faster than water alone because life's better when you're hydrated.
Liquid IV has 10 refreshing flavors like Concord Grape, Lemon Lime, and Tropical Punch.
Dude, I freaking love this, dude. Cheers.
Cheers.
Liquid IV is non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, and 3 times the other stuff that sports energy drinks don't have. So grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 15% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code SCISSORBROS at checkout.
That's 15% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code SCISSORBROS at liquidiv.com.
How did that taste, dude?
Pretty damn good, man.
Yeah, man.
Can I have some to bring home?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, man.
Are you done with that other junk?
You know what? I'm through with that.
I'm worried about your body, dude.
Liquid IV!
I want you fit, dude.
Thanks, man. Can I join the football team maybe next year? I'll start lifting weights.
Yeah, turn around. Bend over. Hut, hut.
Liquid IV!
Daughter, what are you doing listening to your phone on speakerphone like some silly street lot lizard?
I'm trying to enjoy my music, Dad. Do you have something better to offer?
I do. It's in your ear, not in any other orifice.
What is that?
Raycon. We've been listening to a lot of Audio Adrenaline and Newsboys lately, and it's been great. No matter what you like listening to, it'll sound better with Raycon earbuds. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever.
They won't budge with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. Raycon offers 3 sound profiles whether you want to be immersed in sound or hear your surroundings. Raycon does it, Dad.
I like to put in these Raycon earbuds when I'm on a flight or when I don't want to hear my teenage daughter talk.
Raycon gives it 8 hours of playtime and
32 hours of battery life. Wireless charging makes charging a breeze.
Get the same quality audio as other premium audio brands and half the price. Check out Raycon's awesome earbuds.
Go to buyraycon.com/scissorbros15 today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/scissorbros15 to score 15% off.
Buyraycon.com/scissorbros15. I love you, Dad.
I love you, daughter.
What are you doing? Dude, what are you doing?
Your eyes!
What are you doing?
I'm putting a drink on you.
Raycon!
Now, why do you think that? It's interesting to me because when that guy said, chaperone said, I'm just doing my job. It's like, was he even listening to like your material?
No, there's trigger words. There's trigger words.
Yeah, but you have to give it, you have to see the thing.
I said slept with, and they probably like, oh, he's talking about sex with his wife.
But then what what about wife? He missed that?
Yeah, I know.
That word too? I slept with my wife?
Yeah.
You have to see the whole context of the joke.
You know,
not just nitpick. They just, he said
they
this.
Just didn't know what they were signing up for. They clearly didn't know what they were signing up for. So it's whatever.
Like how?
But I was so, you know me, I'm competitive. I wanted to win them back.
Oh, I know.
I was pissed when I got off stage.
Yeah, I know. So that woke you up,
dude. I was like emotional. I was like, I was so like frustrated.
Now, can I give you a scenario? Is it similar to like? In the OR, when you have, I'm not going to even say a comic's name, but such and such big time comic, and they don't give you the best kind of intro.
No, this is 50 times worse.
It was way worse than that.
I'm telling you, this is one of the worst gigs I've ever done.
Worse than the...
It's my new biggest bomb story, because I got kicked off. I didn't even get a chance for redemption.
But didn't you... You had one with my brother, too, though, in Vegas.
This was way worse than that.
This was worse than the corporate gig in Vegas with Bob?
This was way worse than that.
Really? Because you were bombing there too. Yeah. Oh, they're adults,
they were yelling,
business guys.
Yeah, but
get off the stage.
They were yelling to get me off the stage. I actually got kicked off at this gig. That's a worse bomb.
Okay.
I finished my time in Vegas with your brother.
Yeah, and then you got a nice steak dinner.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask.
I drove home alone with my feelings.
Right. Yeah. So when this happened, is there a great, like, the room you're in where
the management whatever. And everything were super cool. They go, dude, we know. You're in the right place and you weren't trying to offend these people. We honestly don't think that they know what they signed up for and that they got triggered way too easily.
Right.
They were very cool. The venue was very cool. And they're like, you're still getting paid. I know you didn't fill the time. And I was like, I apologize.
But they prevented
bad.
You from finishing your time is what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they prevented that from happening.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I would you do another gig like that?
Yeah, probably. I'm a competitor, man.
I know, but dude.
It's called redemption,
that is
baby.
Just insanity.
It's called redemption.
That's insanity.
I want seconds.
I know.
I want to figure this out.
I know,
I want
to
crack the code.
But in my opinion, in that with that specific scenario, it's a lose-lose, in my opinion.
Probably. I probably wouldn't do
but,
this
yeah,
kind
can
of
you
one
please
again.
Not, you could still do those events, but yeah. Can you not do the
Episcopalian?
The religious groups?
No. It was kind of weird for me because it kind of like brought back the bad memories of growing up religious for me because I have a lot of good memories of like in the church and stuff like that of
me
like
too.
Of solid memories of with my family and stuff.
Me
but
too.
But it brought back like the condemnation, bad memories of like you're going to hell if you say this a certain way or do this.
Oh
like,
yeah.
It brought back like so that was frustrating. So it was kind of triggering to me when that happened when they like. Basically rebuked me. They're like, get out of here.
Yeah,
spawn of Satan. How
exactly.
dare they
and the, you
say
know,
that you slept with your wife in front of these seventh graders?
And you notice that they're all believers.
Yeah.
Like, do you believe? It's like, I don't want to believe. I want to know. They're Ooh. All believers. They don't even know. They're all, I believe in this. I believe in that. I believe in Ephesians. I believe that. You know, it's like, well, that's just a guessing game. I want to really know. So they're not knowers. Not trying to ruffle any feathers, but just I'm just saying they are all believers. They want to believe. They don't know. So that's just like, oh, I believe it might happen, but I don't actually really know, you know? So
can I tell you another story separate
I
from
loved,
this?
I love these stories. My brother's had similar stories like in the past where I'm like, tell me that story again.
Yeah.
Where he'll go to an event and they don't know that he's the headliner and he goes out to smoke a cigarette.
And they won't let him back into the
gig.
And
they don't let him back in. And he does a little game where he's like, well, I just, you know, he could just say, hey, I'm Bobby Lee, the headliner. But he kind of plays, he'll play like this little mind game. And then the person keeps doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I love hearing these stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got another one for me?
I got one that has to do with you.
What?
I have a story that has to do with you that I want to.
We'll think about this one.
No, I did. No, I'm excited.
Go ahead.
Okay. So Sometimes in cities that I go to, I'll be invited to do somebody's podcast that I do not know. It's a stranger. They'll blindly email me. I rarely do it due to time constraints. And when I'm headlining a gig over the weekend, I'm talking for about 5 hours on stage. So during the day, I try to rest my throat during the day and not, you know what I mean? Perform too much.
Right? I understand that.
Something told me that I should do this podcast in San Antonio of this stranger. Never met him before. I go, here's what I'll do. I go, if you send me an Uber to wherever you live, I'll do your podcast. I said, that's all that I need. I said, I don't have a car. I'm staying at this hotel. If you send an Uber for me, I'll go to your place.
What's the name of the podcast?
It's called Neon Monkey.
Okay.
So I go over to the stranger's place.
Yeah.
And basically, I start the podcast and I don't know really what I'm going to get myself into. Mm-hmm. Right? The guy seems nice. His name's Zach. I meet him right then and there. He seems nice, seems professional. And then he did this. I'm going to send you this video right now. I want you to look at it on your phone and play it into the speaker, and we'll play it on screen for you guys. But I wanted Steve's reaction of this in real time, okay?
Well, I got a little surprise for you today, Jeremiah.
Mom?
Yep. All the way... Your buddy, your pal, all the way from Los Angeles, California, your scissor bro, Steve Lee, guys. Bring it on in, Steve. Steve Lee, guys.
Yo, how's it going? Dude, thanks for having me on the show. What's up, Jeremiah?
Hey, turn that microphone on, Steve.
Oh, my bad. Hey, how's it going? What are the chances we both be on the Neon Monkey show?
Wow, this is wild, man. I can't believe he flew you out. The budget for this.
I know.
Yeah, I was just, you know.
We got a new manager, man, so the budget's increased, so we can get these high-profile
Steve looks a little different, though, doesn't he? I think the San Antonio air's really...
Yeah, I mean, the air's drier here, so it's kind of like messes with my skin, so I look a little bit different.
Yeah.
So how was your flight? How was your flight in?
You know, it was really good. You know, I didn't expect you to be here, so it's, yeah.
I wanted it to be a surprise. I wanted to see that look on your face.
Yeah. You're looking fresh, brother. Thanks, what's going on?
I hit a block in Sarah, the mall. I think it's, have you been? I went to the van store, picked myself up a new fresh outfit for the show. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm sensing something that's slightly different about your scissor energy, though.
Yeah?
Something's a little bit off.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling that
as well. I think that you might have to tell me something that only Steve would know. So I really, you know, because...
Yeah, I can't keep this charade on long enough. Dude, can I go?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
What the frick? That's the end of the video?
There's only one word. Cringe.
Yeah, man. Right?
A little cringe.
Right?
I mean, if it was funny, but you could tell the kid was nervous himself.
So?
Because he didn't commit to it. So, like, at the end, when he felt a little uncomfortable,
he bailed.
He bailed.
So, I wanted to show you that.
I mean, I'm not nothing against the kid. I mean, they tried.
No. But it's kind of like... So, this is what I did.
What?
In the rest of the podcast, I got really mad because he didn't commit to the bit.
Oh, because... Look, we didn't even discuss that. That's something I noticed.
Oh, no.
I'm observant with that. I got pissed
because he didn't commit to the bit. And I called him out for it.
Where did you get this freaking fake Stevie Weeby? I'm freaking pissed right now, dude. This is disrespectful to me. This is disrespectful to the Lee family. The fact that you would bring out some random Asian dude that can't bring it to the hole.
I'm not even getting paid for this.
Why did you do that? He already felt uncomfortable, man.
Because he didn't even do a good impression of you.
No, at least try.
He just showed up Asian, bro.
Exactly. Try to do the voice or like my mannerisms. Like,
right.
Hey, guys.
Right.
And hey, then like, Stevie and Weeby. Then putting in a nicotine pouch. So,
yeah.
Or like,
do
you
like
know,
a little research.
Or like scratching his nuts.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, look, I got
some
skin.
Yeah, here's
man.
A little Skittle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, or
something like that.
Yeah.
Or drinking a Red Bull.
Right.
Like obsessively. Like mannerisms that only I would do. He didn't do that.
So I got mad at this kid.
Yeah, that's so.
And I called him out and he said, well, I really got to go. Because I have to go to work. I go, where do you work? He goes, I work at my dad's Chinese restaurant. And I go, okay. And without him knowing, we surprised him. And we showed up to the Chinese restaurant.
Why'd you do that?
Because I was like, you pulling a bit on me, I'm going to pull a bit on you.
Hey, why'd you go that far, brother?
I made the host of this podcast, Zach, drive me to the Chinese restaurant. I've never met him before. He drove me to the Chinese restaurant. And then I'm going to show you the next series of clips. We went off the rails, brother. I forced
him. Why did you come in with vengeance like that? I just
because you're my scissor brother.
I know,
and he wronged you, my friend.
No, they wronged themselves. They didn't wrong me. They wronged themselves. I don't mind if you poke fun. Just do a good job poking fun. At least
there you go.
I mean, if it's funny.
Shout out to my friend Zach, by the way. We became friends through this weird process. But do you want to see these clips?
Yeah.
You thought we were lying. We're in the car right now on the way to go see Cameron at this Chinese restaurant, and we're going to surprise him.
Oh, yeah.
Then we're going to get some nummies. We're outside Borgfeld Bistro, and we're about to surprise Cameron right now.
All
right. Let's do this.
Cameron, he was at my house earlier, and he was like, oh, I got to go work.
He'll probably be here closer to 4.
Oh, no. Fail. We came all the way to see Cameron.
Yeah. This is Jeremiah Watkins.
Why is he recording?
Oh, he's a comedian.
Sorry. Okay, so Cameron was not at work yet. He doesn't get there till 4 p.m. He lives only a street over, Zach said. So now we're going to head over to his place and then come back and get the food that we're going to eat here. And then I'm eventually going to get back to my hotel for the shows eventually. But this is the most important thing in the world to us right now. And we're going to make it happen. Right, Zach?
Yes, exactly.
Put it over. Put it over like this. Ready?
Yeah.
Who's that? Can you see him?
Yeah.
Can you see him?
Yes, I can see him.
Jeremiah with you?
Oh, Cameron!
Yeah.
Cameron, let us in! Yes! 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 Where is he? All right, here we go. Hello!
How'd the show go?
Bet you didn't think that I will be coming to your home, Cameron.
Yeah, I'm
kind of
afraid. Now you know
where I live. Yeah, dude. We went to the bistro first, and guess who wasn't at work yet?
Go to work at 3:30.
Oh!
What do you know?
It's so funny because I was going to suggest doing something, doing a bit, like, you guys call in an order, like, to prove that I actually worked there.
Right.
But I have to come over to feed the animals.
Dude, Zach told me that you have baby tortoises, yeah. And then I got even more excited because I love turtles and tortoises so much.
Yeah, I was literally in the middle of feeding them, as you can see. I just gave them their bath, and
here they are. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you want to hold one?
I would love that so much.
Oh, the mama's right behind you.
Really?
Fridge.
Oh, wow. This is so cool.
I actually just expanded this enclosure here.
This is beautiful. I can hold one?
Yeah, go for it.
Dude.
They're for sale.
Are they really? No, not this.
Yeah, pack it in your luggage, Jeremiah.
How much do you sell these tortoises for?
Well, my first two, they just reached adulthood, so these are the first hatchlings I've had, and I haven't really thought much about it.
1, 2, 3. Hot and sour soup. I got the chicken Szechuan, rice, crab rangoon, had an egg roll. Cameron, hooking it up out here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Zach, how good is this food, man?
Excellent.
Amazing. What's the name of this place again?
Borgfeld Bistro.
Borgfeld Bistro in San Antonio, Texas. You have to go here. Support Cameron and his family. It's incredible.
You went there, didn't you?
Oh, I went there.
So what kind of sparked the fire? Like, when did, during that, when you saw the reveal of the aging
so
kid?
So here's my thing with the joke. Here's my thing with the joke.
Yeah. Well, there was no joke. There was no joke. It was just an Asian guy showing up.
Well, that's the thing.
Make it a joke. Have something, a twist to it.
Right.
It was just an Asian guy with a beanie on.
What I thought is, my guess is, I was like, they're probably thinking I'm going to go along with this because I'm a yes-ander and an improviser.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be funnier to flip out and just go off the rails and call out that it wasn't a good bit.
Oh, wow. And then how did they take that?
Well, they were both like, thought it was funny the way I reacted, but like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I look, like I said, I don't, Like, this is a comedy podcast.
Your reaction was even more disappointed than I thought it was going to be.
What do you mean?
You were like...
No, because I was, in my mind, I was waiting for the...
The joke.
Yeah, the thing that's going to be like, oh, they got me.
Yeah.
But it was just like, he was just sitting there, and I'm like, at least do something weird, something I would do, or...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Zach over at Neon Monkey.
But I don't know if you want to shout them out.
Whoa.
No, it's okay, Zach. But just don't do that again.
Oh!
Yeah, don't do that, Zach.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you do it, make it funny, you know?
There you go.
So you weren't laughing. Because if it was funny, you'd go along with it. I know you.
Yeah, well, that's why you see me kind of like, I'm like, hey, you look kind of different. You know what I mean? I didn't even commit to the lie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then after that clip, what's shown is just me flying off the hinges.
Do you think that's something they planned beforehand, like in a week in advance? Like, okay, we're gonna get Trin to come.
No, they were excited. It was some of the best.
No. The bit of getting my impersonator or whatever.
Well, that's like one of his best friends. It wasn't some Asian dude he just found out Craigslist.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying their background history of the relationship. I'm saying the bit itself. That was a pre-planned thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a pre-planned challenge today that's going to get it pretty gnarly. We've done variations of this in the past, but we've never done anything quite like this before. You know, people want us to go on the Hot Ones show. And you know what? I feel like this is going to be a good audition for that. Because
we're going to do the real thing?
We're going to do a race through all of the Hot Ones hot sauces right here, right now with chicken wings on Scissor Bros.
Okay.
And Ryan, will you tell us the temperature that's in the garage right now just for reference? Just to reference what kind of heat we're dealing with on top of the heat that's going to happen inside of our mouth holes.
85.
It's 85 degrees in the garage right here, right now. It's the Hot Ones Challenge, baby. You guys ready? First, before we get started, we realized we didn't even do scissors this episode.
Let's get some going.
Let's do some hot wing scissors.
Yeah.
Wing, but basically we're going to do the Hot Ones Challenge right now, where we got 10 of the Hot Ones sauces, and we are going to go into a final dab off. The loser has to do a dab of all the sauces of the other person's mix. So you can choose whatever sauces, whatever you find hottest along the way, dump a bunch on that for the final wing that we have off camera. But this is the 10th wing right here. This mm-hmm. is whatever their final one is called.
Okay.
You ready?
Right, man. Let's do some scissors.
You ready? Let's as we eat the first one.
Okay.
Right here. You got it? You got your
right
system?
Right here?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Number one.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
16, 17, 18, 19, and 20.
Hope you feel that positivity at home.
I mean, we got the sauce off, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Go for it.
Be mindful of your smacks, brother. Can I do my impression of you?
Go ahead.
And with Scissor Bros hot challenges, we're not allowed to wipe our noses. We'll wipe our lips.
Mm-hmm.
But not our noses. If we're snotting, we're going for it.
Number two?
Number two.
Okay.
Hmm. Picking up steam a little bit.
I noticed a gradual increase in hotness right there.
Right there?
I mean, it's doable. I think when we get to this row, it's gonna really.
Number three is Hoff and Pepper. And Steve's already starting to cough a little bit.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mmm. Whoa. This one's picking up for me. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
It has a little bit of kick to it.
Mm-hmm. Number four is the Los Calientes Verde.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 36,000 on the Scoville heat units. You're doing it?
Mm-hmm. I don't find this one that hot.
Mmm. Okay, this is five. I think it's gonna start getting kicking in now. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah, let's try it. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
So we can't drink the milk?
No. Not unless you want to tap out.
No. But that one got me a little bit.
Oh, no, this one's got me.
Yeah, it jabbed me.
What's number six?
Hold on, man. Give me a sec.
What you feeling?
Give me a sec.
Which one did you just grab?
The Revolutionary Hothead.
No, in your hand.
This one?
Yeah, you have to get the darker one.
Yeah, the darker
It goes reverse.
It goes reverse?
Yes.
Yeah,
six,
oh.
Seven.
Good catch. This one has a lot on it.
Give me a sec.
Number six is Senor Lechuga.
So can I blow my nose?
No, that's the whole thing. Yeah, you can do that. Is Senor Lechuga on your side? Oh, here it is. Is this what this one looks like? This says adobo, black lime, and ghost peppers. Woo! Ghost peppers, baby!
I don't like ghost peppers. All right.
Boo.
Okay.
Boo. Is what the dove said when sour kind of not wearing.
Woo!
This is a fat one. Look at the fat one they gave me.
Woo, hallelujah.
Ready? Number six.
Woo.
Let's go.
Time out. Can I get a sec?
What do you mean, time out?
Oh, just give me a sec. Is that the first one with the ghost pepper in it?
Ghost pepper?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. It's a huge jump. It's a huge jump.
Just really kind of bring it up to that level, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel it.
Yeah. Woo!
Oh, you're sweating. Whoa! A bead of sweat rolling down Steve's nose. Yeah, your nose is starting to light up. Mine's starting to light up, too. I'm going to wipe my nose, but not my mouth.
It's 90 degrees.
It's 90 degrees in here right now. There's flies accumulating over our bodies that are rotting. That one hit me hard.
Hold on, man. I can't, like...
Let's go to the number seven.
No, hold on, man. I can't, like...
Feel your mouth?
I can't feel my mouth.
Same here.
It's, like, numb.
Same here. It got in my beard, and it's a big problem since I wiped my mouth.
Okay, so number eight is...
Number seven.
Okay, number seven is... Chile Lengua de Fuego, Botella Fire, 180,000 Scoville heat units.
Is that over there, the chili?
Yeah.
You got it on your side. Turn it. The other one?
Yeah.
Here we go. Chile Lengua de Fuego, Botella Fire. Bottle of fire, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm starting to for sure get some drip drip.
Okay, here we go.
Oh no. Frick, every time I see hot ones, anytime they start coughing, it's bad. Frick.
Like, I'm not trying to like opt out, but is it technically, because I've seen the show Hot Ones, I've seen that they do drink milk in between. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is Scissor Brothers.
I know, but if we're
kind of replicating hot ones, they do drink milk in between their wings and everything.
Milk is for winners.
Just give me a sec.
Number 8.
Go ahead, it's your turn.
This is Da Bomb Evolution, 135,600 Scoville heat units.
This is the one you talked about.
It's not Evolution, it's Beyond Insanity, the real Da Bomb.
This is the real Da Bomb.
Well, so what does that mean? What does that entail?
The one that comes with the kit is not as strong.
The one that comes with the kit is not as strong. We're getting from our producer, we're hearing word from him right now. He got the official Da Bomb.
So what does that mean? This is the real thing?
Once we get him a mic, we'll go back and forth, but he's giving us the gist right now.
But this is the real deal.
Yeah.
Oh, door.
Here we go. This is, mine's covered too. Mine's doused. Here we go.
But it's still like that.
I feel like I'm being disciplined for some passages right now. Because this is some next level. This is tripping me up real bad. I know this is bad because...
Oh! Whoa!
Would I talk?
Okay.
It hurts to breathe.
I can't
talk?
Oh! Yo! Hey, man. Let me drink the milk. Let me drink the milk!
Milk is for winners.
Yo!
You gotta stay seated, dude. Are you done?
I'm done.
Let's go to number 9. That was really bad. You ready to go to number 9?
Hold up, man!
Where are you going right now? Tell me where you're going.
I'm in a haunted house.
Tell me what's inside the haunted house.
Ghouls.
And what else?
Dude! Right here!
Yeah. Oh, it's killing me. This is killing me. This is killing me. Kill me softly with this song.
I can't.
This is absolutely destroying me right now. This is one for the count. My nose has become a faucet. The waterworks are coming. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Honor your neighbor as thyself. This is some bad stuff.
Ah!
What's going on? The timeout. What was that? What was that? What was that timeout?
Ah!
What was the timeout, Steve?
I'm in hell.
And I'm right there with you, brother. I'm going to another dimension right now. You ready to go to number 9? You ready to go to number 9, brother? You ready to walk the coal? You ready? This is another level.
I can't feel my mouth.
I have the biggest headache right now. Feels like my headband is contracting my head. Did you already eat it? Dude, talk to me, brother. What's happening?
I can't talk, dude.
You gotta talk. This is a YouTube show.
I can speak a lot of words. I can't talk.
My snot has turned hot. Oh no, it went into my mouth. It somehow got hot in there. What's happening?
I certainly passed out.
Sean Evans, you're a demon. You're a demon, Sean Evans. I just got started hot sauce all over my mouth and my nose.
That's for all of you guys.
Hey, man.
Not you. This is for, what's his name?
Sean Evans.
Sean Evans. For all.
Easy, man. We want to be on a show someday.
For you and your show.
Send him some love, man. We love you.
I'm in like a different place, right?
You gotta project, brother.
I'm in a different spiritual plane.
You gotta project.
I'm in a different spiritual plane right now.
I'm so sorry. This is so disgusting.
I'm in a different...
This is so next
level. Hold on. I love you, brother.
This is so next level.
I'm in a different...
This might be one of the grossest faces I've ever had in my life.
Spiritual... plane. What is, dude?
It's not,
is that water or snot?
It's not. It just went
dude,
on my face.
That's a thumbnail, brother.
Dude. Steve? Steve?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, God. Oh, all God.
Right, dude.
I gotta get this off my face. This is so gross, dude. Can we do the last one? No, I'm not giving up. This is the thickest snot I've ever had in my life. It's so gross. I hate having this with snot on my mouth. On my nose.
Dude, that's disgusting, dude.
Yeah, you don't think you're disgusting?
Dude!
Look at the camera, dude.
Look at that,
look at
bro.
You, man. Look
that's
at you.
Linda Blair Exorcist.
Listen, man. You
Linda,
look at that camera, you look at that camera.
That's Linda Blair Exorcist. Straight up.
Just stand up. Just sit up, man. Just sit up here with me. Get back on my plane of existence. And let's eat this last one.
Do I got boogers?
Not like me.
That's a different level.
I know, I'm aware.
Linda Blair, Exorcist, watch the movie. It's a damn good movie.
Oh,
best horror movie ever made.
It just went up my nose.
I can't even look at you. Can we get
Come
this
on,
over?
Man, look at me, man.
Goddamn fly.
Come on, let's get this out of the way. Last dab. This is the hot ones. Last dab of Paulo. You ready? We gotta put a dab on it. Steve, you got it over there. Here we go. Dab it up. Dab it up. Dab it up. Is that cool? Mm-hmm.
Please have
it. Here, you put it on your own. You put it on your own. I'll put that. Okay. Okay.
Is that cool?
Cool?
Is that cool?
Man size.
Let's
go.
Thanks for tuning up. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yeah, thank
we
you guys.
Appreciate
Is this the content you like? Comment
we
below.
We appreciate the support. If you want to see more stuff, go to patreon.com/scissorbros and then make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scissorbros. We appreciate each and every single one of y'all. We try to make fun content, and although we are suffering, we're still having fun doing it. Okay. Love you guys.
Here we go. Bottoms up. Cheers. I'm sorry for anybody's watching this. I didn't mean for it to be this gross. I don't know what's happening to my body. I'm kind of losing function. I can't really feel my mouth or my nose anymore. So I can't really... I know I look gross, but like, I wasn't, this is disgusting. The snot is like going onto the wing, I'm eating it.
Oh my God.
So Sean Evans, this is an open invite to Scissor Bros.
Dude,
on.
Sean,
we're the only people who don't wipe their noses.
And not only that, dude, Sean, I love you. We don't even drink milk, dude.
Yeah, we don't even drink the milk throughout, dude.
We're doing it the raw form, brother.
Alright, so we both made it to the end, so Steve, what do we do now? This is a dab off. This is where it gets crazy. So Ryan, let's fly in two more wings. And we're gonna dab off.
There's no need for that. Really, there's no need for that.
Are you throwing in the towel? If you throw in the towel, you have to do one more dab of my choice anyway.
Yeah, there's no need for that, guys. There's no need for that. Let's just stop the suffering. There's no need for that. You got it.
So
you got it.
What I'm saying is the punishment now.
That's good. Go ahead.
So one more wing. I'm going to go back to number 8, which was the bomb.
You don't want to do that one. That's what you don't want to do.
Yeah, dude. You got to do this.
Dude, that's... So you don't love me.
What do you mean, man?
That's not love.
Okay, I'll help a little bit.
No.
I'll just put a little bit of this just to even it out.
All right, dude.
Wait.
Dude, it's in there, dude.
Just a little bit of house sauce.
Dude, come on, bro. That's it.
All right, here we go.
Can I just... I gotta do like a spiritual like thing.
Can I drink milk while I look at you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I gotta do...
Yep, the milk already went bad.
It's I knew your money, boy.
What you feeling right now, brother?
What did you put in there? Let's go over to review the thing.
I put 3 kinds of hot sauces on it.
Look up.
Dude, you just did what I did. Oh. Ooh. All right.
If you enjoy the content, like and subscribe and share the video with all your friends.
Where's his accent coming from?
I can't talk right.
Okay.
Share the video. We love you guys.
Here, you can wipe your face. You're not going to throw up, are you? There are so many flies whenever you start coughing.
Oh, can I do it? Okay.
Yeah, start wiping. This is a legendary moment on the Scissor Brothers podcast. Stevie Weeby is lactose intolerant, and he took a glass of milk and started drinking it. Feeling better, buddy? Wow. What a faker, dude. All these times, all these episodes, saying you're lactose intolerant.
I am.
You're doing it just for the poison? Wow. Well, this has been an eventful episode. Thanks for watching. Subscribe at youtube.com/scissorbros. You're probably already here. Patreon.com/scissorbros. And hope you go check out a live show of mine soon. Some stand-up comedy. And maybe we'll do some Scissor Bros lives sometime soon, too. Any closing words, Steve?
I was going to be working on new music. It's still to be announced, but...
You're working on new music?
I'm going to think about it, yeah. So,
dude,
I'll let y'all know.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Scissor Brothers!
Hello? It's your pal, Gerald, and... Once again, those bitches didn't include me in the pod. I was standing right there the whole fucking time. How come they didn't even make eye contact with me? It's like I didn't exist. Is my name Terrence? Whoops. Didn't mean to throw shade at Terrence. I take that back. He's a good buddy. He has been looking delicious lately. What would you say if I tried to go down on Terrence one time? Or I guess up on Terrence's tree when the guys left the garage? he got pretty upset and said, you better go back to your corner, or you cast some kind of spell on me or whatever, but, you know, it's all good. Anyway, hope you guys have a good weekend, and hopefully I'll get some more screen time. I guess I need to stop complaining and start doing, you know what I mean? I'll start attacking Steve in the corner if he doesn't ask me any questions. No, that's not the Scissor Bros way. I'll just keep looking my best and try to put a smile on my face. All right. Love you guys. I have chlamydia. Bye. He's awaking from a nightmare. He looked in the mirror and saw himself.